I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's time for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy Friday, everybody. We'll get you caught up on the leaderboard at the Tour Championship and tell you who played really well today, who's in the mix as we head towards the weekend. Weather did not come as they anticipated, which is great. Moved the tee times up. They got through it. We'll see what happens Saturday and Sunday over at East Lake. Meanwhile, Mike, we're getting ready for preseason game number 3. Who's excited?
Well, I really wasn't. I wasn't really excited until Steve Cooney just told us about this Kalshi thing, which, again, as a former degenerate gambler, now a man who gambles responsibly, I was not familiar with this. Matter of fact, a guy that may or may not take some action in this town just hit me up and said, you stay away from that thing. Just real quick, point of fact about this game. Cowboys are a 2.5-point favorite on Kalshi. He's moved up to 3 on ESPN.
Okay.
So in other words, that's a half a point. And
yes.
If it comes down to a... Now, again, I would recommend not betting on a preseason game.
Degenerate.
Yeah. But once we get to the regular season, this could be an interesting way. They found a loophole. Guys just said, man, thanks, Dukes and Bell. That is consumer news
it
I
is.
Can use.
It is.
But K-A-L-S-H-I. Again, we don't make a dime off this, but we just learned from Steve Kuhn. By the way, you know, when Zell Miller started the lottery, technically we already have gambling. I can go right now on my phone and play Powerball or Mega Millions.
Yeah.
You can't get a little bit pregnant, as the man said, but it is just... It's a little frustrating for those of us who want to do this, do the things Steve talked about, raise money for some really good causes in this. Now, we can debate how the money will be used if it gets to the right people, but I still like to have the option of having sports gambling here.
Well, look, let's be honest. If you're from Louisiana, I'm sorry. Lesser states like Louisiana have gambling.
Right.
It makes no sense that I have to drive. And look, we could go on a tangent here for 45 minutes, but I'm not going to. That I have to drive next door to the Carolinas or up to Tennessee to do this. It makes no sense. And so, look, I know that this is not top of mind, Mike. There are other things that are pressing with our legislators. Right. say. But at the end of the day, this is something that I think would help our state in many different ways. and it would save a lot of people the angst to drive and have to go with these other places around the South. And by the way, that's the other part. I love people say, well, you know, we're in the South. Those states are not in the South.
Yeah, I mean, you can go this way or that way and gamble. I mean, it's just kind of funny how we talked about it. You know, I mean, the idea that you had, if also the convention business, if you had that option, not everybody wants it. I get it. But, you know, your morality, it might be different from somebody else's morality. Okay. So, I mean, people always, they lock in on this stuff. You know, your stuff is your stuff. Other people want to do it responsibly. A guy guy for the Chicken Pluckers Convention at the World Congress Center might want to go across the street, play a little craps.
Big business. You know, big business.
Or bet on a sports book.
That chicken convention is huge.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right. With that out there.
Big business at the Cheetah back in the day. More on the Cheetah coming up later.
But that's Steve Coonan. If you missed the interview and you're going, guys, what are you talking about? Go back, rewind, check it out on the Odyssey app, and make sure you subscribe to Dukes and Bell. Let's talk about tonight, Mike, because it is the final preseason game. No starters. When I say no starters, I'm talking about our quarterbacks. I'm talking about no Jalen Walker. I'm talking about no James Pierce Jr. There are some guys you will recognize. I asked you this earlier, and I will ask you again. Do you want to see Elijah Wilkinson now, considering he may be the guy to start the season?
Well, I mean, he's a veteran. He's been in this league for a number of years. He's got 45 starts in his career. And now, because we don't know what's up with Caleb McGarry, we've had some folks say that it could be season-ending. We can't confirm that, so we're just telling you what we've heard. But there's nothing from the Falcons on this. D. Orlando Ledbetter's of the opinion you're going to find out tonight. Maybe we don't. Maybe you find out Saturday. Either way, we do know one thing concrete is it's 6 to 8 weeks until we get Storm Norton back. So in answer to your question, if Elijah Wilkinson is going to be that guy, then maybe you say, let's keep the big fella out. He's 30 years of age, so, you know, let's avoid injury for him. Bubble wrap his butt, and we'll be ready for week one.
Well, that's the question, right? If you're not going to go out and make a move, and I'm not telling you they are or are not, maybe they are currently working on something that may bring us another tackle here in the next week and a half or so. But you're not clowning around with this, guys. Countdown to the season is on now. And I just think Wilkinson is your best option considering what you have. We drafted Jack Nelson, Mike, 7th-round pick out of Wisconsin. He ain't ready. We have a couple other guys, Brandon Park on the roster, Jordan Williams. These are other tackles that you guys may or may not even be aware of that are on this team, but they ain't ready either. And so when you start saying what is the best option for us right now on this team, it is Elijah Wilkinson. But as Tish pointed out earlier, and we took a tweet from her at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, follow Mike at Mike Bell ATL and follow this show at Dukes and Bell 929. She said, look, I'm not worried because I trust Terry Fontenot. Do you trust Terry Fontenot?
Well, Terry Fontenot, as you brought up yesterday, made his bones in the pro personnel department, scouting other teams. One of the things he was able to do, and I thought that Dean Pease used some of those guys that he found off the waiver wire, not waiver wire, but off the scrap heap, that worked out pretty well. Remember we joked around about making lemonade out of lemons?
Yes, he did.
A lot of that was knowing that. I think that's part of the reason why, when you ask how did Terry get the job, I think Arthur also knew he was going to have some short-term hell with the cap and a guy that can put a pretty good football team on the field, and we just came up short because, unfortunately, we had bad quarterback play. Some of that was beyond the general manager's control when you basically sell out Matt Ryan to say you want to go get somebody who's not even remotely close to coming to this town. I don't want to rehash all that, but you know what I'm talking about with Deshaun Watson. Either way, Terry can do this sort of stuff. He may have to pull a rabbit out of his hat, though, because good quality tackles are not going to be easy to find this late, and you have to wait for someone to get cut, right? Because anybody worth their weight is going to be on another roster.
Well, that
you know, one of us is in deep trouble.
Or you have an aging tackle that maybe still can play, Mike, and you have a cheaper option.
There's an example.
Yes.
So then, but if they got salary control. I mean, a 6th-round pick, giddy up. Adios.
Absolutely.
Make it work.
That's what I'm looking at. I'm not looking at – we're not giving up a second or a third to maybe make a move. But, again, I don't even know if that's the case. Maybe they have full confidence in Elijah Wilkinson. We'll see if he starts and plays tonight. You know, the guys will have all of the action from Dallas. Of course, we're talking about Wes Durham and Dave Archer. But pregame starts at 6 o'clock right here when we get done. Kicks at 8 tonight as they take on the Cowboys. Easton Stick, by the way. That's your starter tonight, Mike. He's probably going to see a majority of the snaps. You will not see, Michael Penix or Kirk Cousins.
Right, and the Cowboys, I would imagine, are sitting all their dudes as well. They were 2.5-point favorite up to 3 in some books. But the
have
Easton,
you bet this?
No, I got a guy. I don't bet preseason. I think you've got a serious.
Look me in the face and say that.
I think taking my glasses off. I think you've got a serious gambling problem if you're betting the friggin' preseason. Wow.
I just had to make sure.
Yes. Now,
does he bet preseason?
What kind of sick, demented human would bet preseason football?
I know nothing about football. What and most kind of listeners would say,
does
amen.
Does he do this?
What kind of degenerate, a family man betting hard-earned money on this nonsense? What preseason?
I love any show where I do no research. It's
what
so much
kind of
easier.
Sick, twisted individual would bet on the preseason?
Just do asking. Your show.
Okay, fine. We are, but I was curious if you do this.
Now, I mean, no, nobody, you should never, I will bet the Iowa State, you know, game in Kansas State.
Of that's, course. That's different.
I know Week Zero is a strange name, but that's where they're going to be in Dublin. I'm on this one.
Yeah, right? I bet Georgia Tech a few years ago when they played Florida State. Sorry, Mike.
Hey, I told you to. Remember? I told you to.
You did tell me.
I told you. I told you to jump on that with 2 feet, and you did.
But you know what? As far as the preseason, and we're having fun with this, guys, because, again, Steve Koonin mentioned that betting app, and or not an app. I guess it is an app, but the site that you can
the
go
link
to.
Is up. Again, I don't want people to go, gambling is the devil's tool! And they'll be like screaming, and they'll have pitchforks and torches
well,
outside.
Probably lost 500 followers.
Yeah,
as you speak.
But it's up there at Mike Bell ATL, because I like to have fun responsibly.
I don't do his work.
Yes.
All right.
I mean, look, as we said, you know me. If I was governor of this state, I'd force it down the legislature's throat,
yeah,
Carl.
Look,
and we'd have Biff's World here in Atlanta.
Has our governor ever said that he doesn't want it?
He's always kind of played it loose. You know, it depends on which audience he's talking to. I do feel that, you know, that there's revenue.
Because the governor's come on the show.
I think if the governor, if you pressed him, I think he'd be for it.
I do too. That's how I feel. He loves sports. That's right? Why he's come on the show, duh.
And he likes most politicians' revenue. Well, and he's done a pretty good job of putting some money back in people's pockets.
All right. Maybe we got to reach out to Governor Kemp one more time.
Right.
All right. Maybe we do that, Day-Day. We'll reach out to Governor Kemp because I know he's been on the show and we've had this conversation with him, but he absolutely loves sports.
And all major sports teams here in Metro Atlanta are behind legalized sports gambling.
This is true. All right. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As we talk about the Falcons, and coming up, we'll get you caught up on the leaderboard. The latest on the Braves-Mets series that starts tonight, and a lot more on the way here in the 5 o'clock hour. But, got to tell you, Ross Tucker came on in the 3 o'clock hour, and he set off this crazy conversation again about how in trouble the Falcons are in his opinion.
Well, hello, T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
It's big trouble, Carl. Okay. Big trouble in Flowery Branch.
And he said, look, the seventh and eighth guy usually is not as good. And he said, I played offensive line, and he gave his opinions about this. And as soon as we hung up with Ross, we took a couple of phone calls, and they were great phone calls from our listeners, as you guys normally do. But there was real concern, and I said, where are you at on a scale from 1 to 10? Mike said he was at a 9. We had two callers call in say 9.5, 9.7. We had one caller say 7.5. Bottom line is, you guys are really worried and concerned about this.
I got trouble.
Hey, man.
And I just think we need to temper this down, to just lower the temperature a little bit.
Hey, man, you had Willie Anderson, four-time Pro Bowler for the Bengals, say, guess what? The third dude is not as good as the first dude. I'm a dude backing up another dude who's
next to the dude.
So I'm the other dude. Yeah, and that dude is generally not the dude you want plugging in on your quarterback's blind side. Then we had Ross Tucker, to your point. Just say, yeah, it's harder to find these guys. You know, teams, that'd be a unique situation if there's somebody who's supplanted someone. Meanwhile, the Commanders today just traded a pretty good running back because they have a seventh rounder who's doing that job.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So they'll always go cheaper.
Cheaper.
So
that's
so it's certainly a possibility. I don't have the working knowledge of everybody's depth chart on O-line, but hopefully we can find some of that.
Yeah, and by the way, it's a great point, Big O. Thank you so much, because he was talking about Brian Robinson. That's the running back that got traded from the Commanders to the 49ers. He's in the last year of his deal, but they're going to save $3.3 million. There's no team that, if they have a better option or a cheaper option, Mike, that won't save money in this league. And that's why the final cut day is such a big deal. Now, while we're talking about final cut day, I do want to mention to you guys that Tuesday, 4 o'clock, and we're going to be all over this.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.